Looking through the lens of our camera, we have caught some unbelievable moments when it comes to professional bass fishing. How do they do it? Hell, we don't know. We're just camera guys.
Is that the only thing we're talking about?
I mean, we've got plenty of things to talk about, but we'll just see where it goes.
What's our... Okay.
That's like the first question. I'm sure we'll all have questions, but I think that's the first question.
What?
It's not even really a question. It's just a statement.
What?
About the... how people always tell us. Anyway, welcome back. I don't know when we started this.
Oh, this was started?
Yeah, I guess. Wow. I was recording the whole thing, but that a lot of that we're not going to be able to use. I'll trim it, and we'll be fine. So anyway,
I like it.
We're back. Brett, BJ, Colin, we're all sitting here.
Episode two. I mean, we're basically professionals now. Yep.
Three guys on a couch. Isn't that right, BJ?
Well, it's actually 2-1. Yeah, we're split up.
Yeah,
unfortunately. You and me.
Yeah, I'm just a guy on the couch.
You're the silent observer. Anyway,
sitting there watching.
So so we're back. We wanted to open this one up because we get this statement question. It's not really a question. A ton. Like, I know the first year, second year, even now, I'm sure y'all get it now too. Dude, y'all have the dream job.
We'll continue with this, but I get one more question a lot.
Okay.
And it is, do you get to fish? I get that a lot.
No.
Actually, I can't fish. It's illegal.
It's illegal. Yeah. but it's totally illegal. You can't fish during practice.
No.
We just get to sit and watch.
Isn't that right,
BJ?
Sometimes a lot of sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We'll nod off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Like this last practice was
tough. Especially if they idle.
Yeah.
If they're idling a lot, that motor will put me to sleep so fast.
Dude, it was so hot.
And I don't care if it's 90 degrees, I'll fall asleep.
Yeah. No, that's probably what did it the most.
Just fall asleep in my own like little puddle of sweat over there.
Yeah.
Holding a mellow yellow.
I was going to jump in at one point. And Adrian said to do it. And at this point, it's like late in the day. And I was just like, I lost that. That should have been a while ago.
That northern swing, because it'll be warm up there too. That northern swing, the water is so clear. It's hard not to just be like, hey, are you going to be here a minute? And like I'm just going to jump in. Like,
should bring some goggles and go swim down. And
you don't even need goggles.
Bring your GoPro. Okay,
that water is so clear, you don't even need
and
goggles.
And just film like some smallmouth.
You know how you were out here on Gunnersville and said it looked like an aquarium?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but in 30 foot of water. Like, it is unreal how clear that water is. Especially
I'm excited.
On St. Clair, I remember St. Clair being like, it looked like the Caribbean. Like, it was so blue and you could see the grass. And you're like, how deep are we? And you look over and it's 28 feet. And you're like, whoa, it's crazy. Like, you can see them swimming. Unreal. Anyway, so the question or statement that we get all the time is, dude, you've got the dream job. You're working with Dustin Connick. You're working with Mark Daniels Jr. You're working with Adrian Avena. It must be so awesome. I see the cribs that y'all stay in on y'all's videos all the time. It looks awesome.
Usually they only see the first floor.
Where the guys sleep.
The basement.
Yeah, y'all don't see where we sleep. We're in the basement, this musty basement.
Yeah, I remember, was it Norman when we were there and I saw the outside of the area like for the first time in the daylight, like as we were leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is actually a nice place. Yeah. I was like, nope, all of it, come back in the dark, leave in the dark.
However, like, Norman, that house we stayed in before we had to go to the hotels, which the hotels were actually, I was so blessed to have a hotel. Like, I've got my own bed. Like, not that we sleep in shared beds, but like,
Not your own bed. You had a bed.
A bed. Yeah. Like, a bed. Because normally I carry an inflatable mattress everywhere. Colin carries a cot.
I carry a cot.
I don't know what.
I've slept on the floor a couple times on a mattress from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norman, though, like, everybody slept upstairs. All the guys slept upstairs, like, on.
In bedrooms.
Beds. Yeah. And then we slept in like this community area.
Game room kind of.
Downstairs. You were in a cot on the corner. I was in the opposite corner on an inflatable mattress. I don't know where you
were. I was actually on the other twin. Yeah.
He had a bed with Adrian.
Yeah.
The one bedroom.
It was two twins.
Yeah.
That's right.
His was bigger though.
Because we made the joke. We pushed them together and y'all got to hold hands in the middle of the night. If y'all wanted to. I remember that.
Who said it didn't happen?
Well, you know, that door was shut. Whatever goes down in there.
So let's go through the houses?
We should, and we should dive into like the whole experience, the whole lifestyle experience of it. So I'll start.
Before we leave the sleeping arrangements, let's go through the houses, and then we can continue with
Okay.
The whole lifestyle.
No. Let's start from the beginning, right?
Okay.
And I want to hear y'all's take on this too. So it is 2 days before practice starts. What's going on? Because what's going on with me is I drive to Dustin's house and I get in this truck that has no room. Like, it looks like a big truck from the outside. What you don't see from the inside is there is stuff everywhere. Like bottles of just spit, dip spit, like all over the place. Just regular empty bottles that we can't throw away because they're like the pre-dip spit bottles. Like, if we need it later, like, we can't throw those away.
Backups.
Yeah, just empty bottles. There's a whole case of water somewhere in the truck. It's buried under clothes because the back seat is nothing but clothes. And then in the actual camper shell, there's tackle in no particular order. Like, and when I say no particular order, it was thrown in there from the boat.
Like, in like big boxes, like totes or
no, well,
money bags?
They are, but the good baits are strewn everywhere because they've been pulled out of the tubs, right? And my stuff's just sitting on top of it. Like, I feel really bad putting my whole suitcase on just like a wad of favorite rods. Like, you know, like, okay, well, they're compromised, but we're here now. So that's how it starts. How does it start for y'all?
I drive to Mark's house.
And you're from Louisiana.
Yes, I drive 5.5 hours to Mark's house.
Yep.
And shout out Mark, because his truck is nothing like Dustin's truck.
No, I love riding in Mark's truck. He's got leather seats. He's got room.
The back of his... So I put most of my stuff in the back, like in the camper shell. And then I'll put like my camera gear on the back seat. And he has room.
Yeah.
So they all, the back seat, the back row in all of their trucks, I think, at least Mark and I know Dustin's, is
that
a clothes hanger.
It's that pole with the clothes hangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
What do y'all do?
It's just thrown there.
It's just thrown in there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
I lose a jacket, I feel like, every tournament.
Hang on. So I realized something when Colin was over here saying Mark's truck's nice. I was like, yeah, he's got leather seats. I don't know what Dustin has because I've never seen him. that's the one thing I gravitate to. Oh, he's
cloth?
Got leather. He's got leather. Maybe if we could peel the crap off of him, we'd figure out.
He definitely has to have leather on that one.
And that truck's brand new. Is it leather? I know that. I remember the Toyota being cloth.
You know how I know it's leather? Because I had to clean his truck out at
Cherokee. You got COVID at Cherokee.
Because I had COVID and I took his truck to the doctor.
See, I remember.
And I infected it.
Did I tell you that?
So
when
I cleaned it out.
When I got there, like, I was expecting to see you there. BJ was editing. I scared him. Like, I walked behind him and scared him. And I thought it was super weird. Like, I was like, dude, like, Dustin's not even here. He went to go to Jacob's house, but why is his windows down? Like, all of his windows are down in his truck. Like, everything's wide open. Like, why did he just leave it with his windows down? And then they were like, oh,
well,
we have, like, you know, patient zero that was in, like, the room upstairs, and he drove Dustin's truck, so he aerosoled it out or whatever.
I think he'd literally been there for less than 24 hours.
Yes.
It was like that quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed up one evening. My bags didn't make it. I flew to that event.
That's right.
Because I had something to do at home. Mm-hmm. I fly there. They lose my bags. I get there, and that just so happened to be the tournament that it was 17 degrees in the morning.
Yeah.
And I had a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt. BJ let me bum another sweatshirt.
That you burned, apparently, after.
I don't know where it's at.
And
probably lost that one.
Yes. Filmed the next morning. Mark, that was his day one.
Yep.
Filmed the next day, his off day, woke up, felt sick, went to the doctor, got COVID, took me to a hotel room, and that was the end of the trip.
Yeah, I never even saw you.
No.
Never even saw you that trip.
I was there for about 24 hours.
Yeah, because I showed up just for knockout round and championship round. So I was only there for like a day and a half. Rolled up. House was in shambles. DC's truck had like a raccoon climbing out of it because it had been open all night.
Nah, not all night.
Colin's gone. Left for dead. We don't know where he's at. He's in a hotel in Knoxville somewhere.
Yeah.
That was crazy. So we get in the trucks. We'll get back on that. We get in the trucks and we drive. You're from Jersey.
Yeah, we got the farthest.
Yeah.
It's not a great location to do all these tournaments.
Yeah.
It hurts, man. Like, what we're going to have to experience for the Northern Swing is what they experience every tournament.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I hate it, man. Tournament. I don't. Oh, man.
Like, see, I actually enjoy those long trips.
Like, I feel like when we do like in a shot, and like it goes by pretty quick. You know?
And I'm sure y'all do the same thing. Like, me and Dustin will talk about the most random stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just...
honestly, you can't even say what we said, but, like...
No, we can't. You no. can't.
Don't even but know
it
what
gets,
happened.
It gets very funny.
It's not fishing related.
It is not fishing related at all, but it's a good time.
It's like, you know how, like, Dustin was saying, like talking about Adrian's ADD
yeah.
yesterday? Well, like, that's pretty much the whole car.
Right? Yeah, right.
It's like, all of a sudden...
You'll say something, and everything's on a 30-second delay.
Like, I love... I think it was, like, one of the first times we were back, and, like, Kara said something to him, and he did that zoned out. I was like... Next to him, I was like, you got to give him 30 seconds. And, like, and then all of a sudden, he's like, what?
Listen, I'll get to talking to Dustin. He'll be laughing at what I'm saying. And all of a sudden, he gets real quiet. And then I'll say something. He'll go, right. And when he says, right, I know he didn't hear a word. He just heard me stop talking. Like,
yeah.
He didn't hear a word. But he never catches up. Like, it's just, that's it, just, it started and died right there. So I'm just like, cool. And then we just,
you got to read right.
Yeah. So we get to these tournaments. And we show up at the house. Should we start at Kissimmee?
We show up most of the time to an unknown. Like, we show up and I'm like, okay, let's see what we're working with.
Let's see what we got. Because we don't get told anything.
No.
Like, we don't know the location.
Nope.
We don't know how far away from like the boat ramp, the lake we are. Yeah. They just sort of drag us along. We don't know anything we're walking into.
Yeah, we showed up to that one, and we're like, dang, like, this is a really nice house.
Yeah, right? Until you like, hit the tree, and then...
Okay, well, that's because we parked out front. We're, like, unloading, we're, like...
Yeah, so let's start. Yeah,
let's start at Kissimmee. Like, yeah, that's right. That's
so, like, we're there.
Let's start at Kissimmee.
We filmed his boat tour, you know, his boat walk through all this stuff. You know, we did all of it, and, like, we're kind of waiting to go inside. We thought the car in the driveway was, like, the cleaning lady finishing up. Oh, yeah,
you thought we were in a mansion.
Yeah,
we were,
and it did. From the front, it looked nice.
I was like, dang, like, yo, this is nice.
We're
like,
living this year.
What's this got, like, 5-6 bedrooms in this thing? Like, I don't know. So, like, we're doing it, and, like, Adrian did, like, a U-turn in the front, and there's, like, trees, like, kind of scattered throughout.
Yep.
So he got it, and now he's got the truck facing towards the road again. And then all of a sudden, like, we're finishing up the video as, like, Mark's pulling in the driveway. And he's like, yo, like, you got to park around back.
Yeah, we're what? This is, like, this is the owner's house. We're with the help back. Yeah.
Like, we're
in the mother-in-law's.
There's a small house in the back that we didn't know. This is our first time being there. So Adrian's sitting in the back of the boat. He's like, yeah, you got this. Just get in the back. I'm like, how? This is, like, a 20-point K-turn that I have to weave in and out.
Time out. So here, let's set this up. Super nice house, right? Like, for the area,
it looked like it compared to other houses.
It wasn't like a mansion style, but it was a big house,
big
like
2-story house,
swimming pool in the back that was completely covered, right?
Like screened glass, in.
Yeah,
grass was decent, wasn't brown,
right? You know? So
on the lake,
you pull in, and it's not a giant front yard. It's like mostly like gravel, like you can drive on.
Yes,
it's like grass. Yeah,
there was some grass, but it was like you pull in, and it's like you're pretty much in the front yard.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably, I don't know, 15 feet maybe off to the side of each of that, like, if each
just
side
the right
house.
Side.
Yeah, but the right side was accessible. And you saw the gravel, but it kind of blended in because that's what the front yard looked like. It was all like parking area.
Yeah, it looked pavers, and then it kind of went around to the side, which like...
And they're like, no, you got to go to the back of the house, and you need to squeeze in between that fence right there with all the bushes on one side.
Which
was
sticking out.
That are going to knock the crap out of your like side mirrors. And you need to get within like 2 inches of your driver's side mirror against the house and pull between those for the length of the house.
Well,
and then it opens up and then you'll see your house.
Well, and so like this, to me, when I did that like 20-point K-turn, it was like the second time I ever drove that car. And I'm like, dang, I just did a really good job turning this thing around.
Yeah, let's run
it. Then they're
like,
hey, we got to go down this thing. Yeah. And I'm like, no, like you can take this over. Like you got this, right? And like meanwhile, the whole time, like as we're going down this skinny alleyway, he's giving me crap back there, and I'm like, dude, you are more than welcome to take this over,
right?
No, like, no. I want no parts of this.
They enjoy putting us in situations like that, though.
And I was like, I don't know this car, so like the trees, like I'm starting to hit the trees on the side, right? So like, I move over a little bit, but then as we come up on the corner, I'm like I'm trying to watch the corner of the house, you know. So yeah, that's where we already talked about when Mark and Colin were standing there watching me. About to hit into the tree. And Mark's like, oh, man, I'm for sure you saw that tree. I was like, I saw it.
To be fair, Colin, that was like his first interaction with the whole group. He's not going to be like, yo.
At that point, I only met Jacob.
On that situation.
Okeechobee,
That was a mark. That was a mark. Would have been like, yo, dude, like, maybe you got this? Like, just a heads up.
I think you just assumed right. that you saw.
You saw the tree, but did you see the corner of the house?
No. Yes. He just assumed as the guy in the driver's seat that you were responsible enough to not hit a tree.
Yeah, no.
At low speed.
I bumped it.
To be fair, it was tricky. Yeah. It was tricky. Like,
after that, I was like, I'm not
I pulled
it.
In several times, never hit a tree, and nobody even warned me about the tree. But it was tricky.
No. But like that's when you learn. It's like, you got to jam it into the side. You got to hit the mirror with it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you got to scrape the mirror.
Or fold it in.
So then we pull into that house, right? So we're at the house. I'm throwing up. Like, I'm sick. My kids had me sick. Like, I didn't interact with y'all hardly at all until later the week. Which I felt bad about because, like, Colin, you're brand new. BJ, I hadn't seen you in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, you showed the first up time. To one tournament, and then you just disappeared for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I hid in the back, throwing up, not telling anybody I was super sick because I didn't want to get them sick or make them. You know how mentally some of these guys are. I don't know if you know this. DC, a little bit of a hypochondriac. If you get sick around him, all of a sudden he's sick.
Well, that's what I felt at Norman.
Right.
At Cherokee.
He starts going, oh, you'll check his pulse. He's like, oh, goodness. And he'll have some symptoms. You're like, yeah, no, I never had that. And he's like, yeah, me neither, all of a sudden. Like, I've got those symptoms you just talked about. So
it's like, oh, that's what I meant.
Right. So I was sleeping in DC's room.
So, yeah,
in
let's break this house
bed.
Down.
Yeah. So you walk into this house and you've got.
There's eight of us, four anglers, four cameramen.
Which is new this year. Like, it used to be just be me and Brody plus the four guys, so it's like six. Well, now we got two other guys, which, okay, cool. We need bigger houses. Like, we need bigger houses. Because I was already sleeping on an air mattress for the last 2 years. So you got, BJ, where'd you sleep there?
Couch.
I slept on the couch next to Brody.
So there was
He was on a couch, pull-out bed.
You were on a pull-out bed.
Brody was on an air mattress.
Yes,
I was on a pull-out bed.
Yep. And I was on an air mattress in Dustin's room until he realized I was throwing up. Then he made me go in the closet of his room, which low-key wasn't a bad move. It was a big walk-in closet.
To be fair, there's
y'all had the master.
Yeah.
The pull-out beds that we slept on, let's clarify, they were the couches in the living room.
Yeah. So, well-used.
Yes.
So we're just sleeping out in the middle of the open. Like, yes. I felt like a king. Like, I always had my own little room.
Yeah, it was nice.
Like, yeah, it was good.
Yep.
Now, granted, y'all wouldn't have wanted to be around me, but it was good. It was a 24-hour bug. It was over. I was good. Yep. So that we got that house, and let's rewind to that was the week of the Super Bowl, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So does anybody want to, like, talk about the party that we had for the Super Bowl and all the good stuff we ate for that Super Bowl? Does anyone remember? We had dinner. Do you remember what we had for dinner?
I don't know.
Exactly, because we didn't. We ate potato chips because nobody wanted to go out to eat because it was like, dude, we're so tired. We just got done with practice. We didn't have any food. And this is...
Did we order pizza?
No.
No,
it was gone.
Yet. Yeah, that was all gone.
Is that leftover pizza?
They had snacked on the pizza.
The first night we ordered pizza.
Yeah, so it was leftover. Yep.
The second night there was like... four slices of pizza left, and that was dinner for eight people.
Yeah, they came in and ate a couple slices, and they're like, oh, we'll just figure it out. And me and Colin are looking at each other like, nah. At the time, I didn't really feel like eating, I'll be honest with you. I was still pretty. But I looked at Colin, and I saw a lot of, like, myself from, like, 2 years ago. Like, this is how we live? Like, this is not what I saw on YouTube. Like, I thought we'd go out to, like, sushi restaurants, and we're always eating good. And it's like, no, we're eating potato chips. That was our Super Bowl night. We ate potato chips.
Yeah.
And me and you had a conversation. You're like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. If this is the way we roll, like, this is ridiculous. Wow. We've got to have real food.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm gonna be honest. Colin's a little bit of a foodie.
a little bit.
I know my food.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
This is Kissimmee.
I feel like that's we had, life.
We did go to sushi. We did. We went to sushi one night.
It's like nothing.
Yeah, and then
or like the amazing. Hot, like amazing.
Yeah. There's nothing in the middle.
No.
Yeah. Well, I tried to remedy that last year. So I would go to the grocery store, like, y'all know how we kind of do now. Like, we go out one day of practice with them. We film the video, practice video, and then the second day of practice, we're either editing or doing something around the house. That second day, I would always go to the grocery store and like buy like $300 worth of groceries, bring it back to the house, and I'd have everything stocked, like bread and stuff like that. Well, I would also buy like a DiGiorno pizza, like a couple of them. well, that got knocked by Jacob is that's trash. And I'm like, well, that's fine. That's all good. Right? DiGiorno, if you want to sponsor them, like that, we didn't say that. But that's fine. That's, but what we were going to have on the alternative was nothing, right?
That was it. Better than nothing.
But it is. It's like that. It's either like feast or famine. It's totally, we have nothing or we have like the top of the line stuff.
Because we don't, they don't, nobody really cooks because they get off the water so late, especially during practice, 9 o'clock. You know, it, nobody feels like doing that.
And they don't feel like going out either because they usually, when they get off at night, it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? Like, they fish from sun up to sundown that first day of practice. You're not going to go anywhere to eat because you've got to be on the water at sun up the next day. So you've got maybe 6 hours at the most of sleep before you've got to go out for the next day. Then you get off the water at like six. I think that's what the time they get off on their second day. Then you can actually go somewhere. But by then, you're too exhausted to actually go anywhere.
Well, it depends on who's fishing the next day. They got to rig up and all that stuff. That's right. So, like, it's kind of tough. Yeah.
No, I get it. But so that's
Kissimmee.
That's Kissimmee. Now, again, that last night, though, like, Dustin was like, screw it. I didn't make the cut. Like, he was like, we're going to Publix. I'm getting shrimp. I'm getting this. And we ate pretty good. Like, that was good shrimp. Like, he broiled some shrimp for us.
He was all about the shrimp.
Or steamed it. He steamed shrimp.
Steamed it.
And that was good. And that made the video. But that's how people think we just eat. We just go out and buy like
seafood and
a bunch of money worth of shrimp and like that. But that was like the anomaly.
That is video. That's you get video. To leave out all the bad stuff.
We're not going to show you that we all ate potato chips and celebrated the Super Bowl. So that's Kissimmee. And then where do we go after that?
Red Crest.
Norman.
Lake Norman.
Yep.
Like I said, we kind of briefed y'all there. That was upstairs.
Hang on. To keep with the theme of Adrian's truck finding itself in weird situations, we get to Norman. We pull into this house.
Can we say this?
Yeah. The owner knows. Like, the owner of that house knows. Do they? Listen, all two of y'all, just don't tell the person in Norman that it's listening. So, like, we get there. It's in the middle of the night. Adrian just had LASIK surgery, right?
Yeah. Something like smile. It's like a mild the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. He had some. It's basically mild LASIK surgery, and he drove.
Yeah.
From New Jersey to Norman or Lake Norman. Yeah.
It was a sketchy drive.
Right. Yeah. Well, to prove it, we were at a dead end on the end of like this. How y'all looked up the prices on those houses that we were staying in?
Oh, dude, they were. I think it was like $800. Yeah. $800 plus in that area.
That super nice neighborhood. That was the nicest, like,
and we didn't even really get to stay there.
That was the nicest, like, area, lake, you know, community.
You didn't feel like we were going to get robbed. It was, there's no bugs. It was good.
Perfect.
Well, here we are, first night. We're not even there for 4 hours. Adrian comes rolling up. He goes to cut at the end of like
the cul-de-sac. Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty tight little turnaround.
Well, I'm still not sure why he had me jump out. Because I thought, like, because he went straight, like, I thought he was just gonna, like, do like a back in, you know, move.
Yeah.
But then he thought he
had to turn around.
He thought he had to turn around to come back at it, right? And like,
bottom of the line, he ended up in a ditch in someone's middle of their front yard, the truck was teetering.
But to be fair, like, that headlight was still out from Florida. So, like,
he just had LASIK surgery. He couldn't see.
He had LASIK, and that side of the car was dark. Right. Anyway, so where he thought it was like maybe like a little bit hill, it was a bigger hill. Like,
so we're all standing in the middle of this cul-de-sac trying to figure out how to drag Adrian with his boat attached out of this person's yard over a ditch.
Yeah.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when the saying became like, okay, so it's just Adrian then. Like, we can't get anywhere in the first hour. Something is going to happen with his truck. He's going to run it into something or run it off of something.
Team Adrian over here.
Right. Yeah, Team Adrian.
I feel like we've been pretty good lately. I don't think we've done anything.
No, we did mess up that yard, though. Like, that yard wasn't designed for boats.
Oh, like the one we actually stayed in.
Yeah, we had four boats. Yeah. And it was, you could really only fit like 2.5 in the turnaround in front of it. So we had to park in the grass, like this very well manicured grass. I remember before we left, there was like a yard crew that was coming out there to cut the grass, and they just sort of looked at it like, oof, like, and we were just like waving at them like, hey, like, good luck.
I feel like a lot of these houses, like, we shouldn't be at. Like, like, especially that one was like way above our tax bracket, right?
For sure.
And like, we brought it down a lot. Right?
We were those people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we get to that house. That house was super nice. It had a lot of, I mean, that's where, I mean, what is it? Blanks made his first appearance. And,
yeah.
Which they disappeared.
Yeah,
RIP to Blanks. And,
I think it was the last one with, Jimmy Dean.
Yep.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
I think that was, he was done after that.
Yep.
That was, I guess, Cherokee.
Yep.
For Adrian.
Yep. Well,
Jacob got both of them. Blanks is in his garage.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think the flip pong game kind of took it over.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of overshadowed that a little bit.
Dang, that could almost be one of the things. Like, you know, you got to, you take them with you or what? Like, especially the banana one.
Right.
That'd be great.
They hate the banana.
Oh, Adrian definitely hates it now. I feel like before, he was impartial. No. Now, hates it.
He's a believer. So, we stayed at that house for practice.
Yep.
We only stayed there for practice because they make you stay at a hotel. The league makes you stay at a hotel just so everybody's there together. So, we had to move from the lake. Was it 45 minutes?
45 minutes to an hour.
To Charlotte. So, we had to drive back every day, but we got a hotel, which do we want to... I mean, me and you had it pretty good, Colin. Like, we split a room, so we had two queen beds.
Well, we... That's not how it started.
No, you ended up with no room.
Yeah, me and Mark got to the hotel, and he was like checking in. He's like, yeah, I got two rooms for Mark. And they're like, nope, only one room. I'm like, awesome.
Right. But luckily, I had talked to you before, and I was like, hey, we could save the guys some money. We just room together, and we could split it. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
And we'd already sort of prearranged that, which was ended up being good. But because I've been around for now 3 years, Dustin knew, like, they already knew the deal. Like, we got to get him a hotel because we went through that same situation I went through last year at Redcrest. I didn't have a hotel, so I had to stay down the road. I was like 5 blocks down the road.
Oh, yeah.
From the league hotel. So how was your stay at the hotel there, BJ?
Honestly, like, one of the best sleeps I've ever had. Like, I don't,
you didn't, I couldn't have a room
imagine
either.
Doing anything else.
Do you just not want to talk about it?
No, it was good.
Do we not?
It was an interesting time. Me, Adrian, and Kara and the new baby.
Well, yeah.
Not new, newer. I don't know what she would have been then. She just turned a year.
Yeah.
Like 8 months or something like that.
You literally became part of the family that week.
Yeah. Like, literally part of it.
Yeah. Right. And we'll leave it at that. So that was Redcrest.
Yep.
And then we went to
Douglas Cherokee.
Douglas, I wasn't there. We kind of hit on that a little bit.
Yeah, I was so sick. I was there for 24 hours. Yeah,
wait, BJ, but you were there. You missed. Wait, hold on. Well, back actually, to the hotel.
Yeah.
At Redcrest, dude. That gate at the hotel was the most annoying part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
If I were to pick
Adrian
one moment,
went at it.
Well, like the lady at the gate was talking about, like hard.
Hang on, back up. So it's downtown Charlotte, right? Like, if you're going to park at the hotel, we needed a voucher. It was like a little QR code voucher to get in this gated flat parking lot. That's where they had all the English park. But the gate didn't work. Like, you would scan the card, it wouldn't scan.
So, but like by the end of it,
but they would.
It turns out we were holding it way too close.
Yeah.
Like, it needed to be like 6 inches away, and we're like putting it up on the screen.
I never had a problem with it.
Yeah. I don't, well, we did.
Yeah. No, I know y'all did. But see, the thing is there would be one lady there that with a smile on her face would go, oh, just press the button. Call security. They'll let you right in. So tell us about that when y'all called security there.
So we called security, and she pretty much said that was not her problem. It was our problem. And it just went off, and we're just like, well, we're going to take the gate down. And he's like, if you take the gate down, we're going to call the cops. And he was like, this is like, well, then call the cops. Like, but it just went back and back. And like, it was just one of those things where like, it's late at night. We've been out all day. Like, I don't know what time it was.
Yeah.
I was like, we're just trying to get through the gate. And there's actually a line of cars behind us.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, what do we do? We were told to call this person. This person's like, you can't do this. So we're like, now you're just getting frustrated, right?
The best comment of the night is, look, lady, just because you hate your job doesn't mean that I can't park. Like, I need to park. That's so funny. Like, she had an attitude.
Yeah.
And there was another lady there that when we ran into her, she apologized for that lady. She was like, look, she just must be having a bad night. Like, that is her job. She can do that. Like,
yeah.
So we ended up entering
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I said it.
We entered the parking lot through the exit.
Like, yeah, we had to all go through the exit gate.
Yeah, somehow that worked. Who knows?
It was rough.
That was the time. Yeah.
So then we fast forward to Douglas and Cherokee. I mean, BJ, you might as well tell us about this. We weren't even really there.
We can go over the sleeping.
Yeah.
It was a two-story house.
Yeah.
It was a nice lodge.
It was kind of a three-story house, low-key. It was like 2.5.
I was on the third story.
Yeah. Well, see, we never got to go up there because that was quarantined off when you left.
So, yeah. BJ had a bed on the second floor.
Yep.
It was like a cot thing. It wasn't all that much bigger than this thing.
It wasn't a bad house. No, like, it was a pretty good house. It was a pretty good setup.
But like, I did not want to go. So like, the second floor like had a lot of room in it. It was a nice little area. Had that whatever that game thing was.
Yeah, it was like an arcade Pac-Man. Game, but it was all in like.
I don't even know if it had Pac-Man on it.
No, it was like a.
But it was like one of those.
It was like Pac-Man. Yeah. Yellow circle with a mouth. That's what it would have been called. Like it was. They were all off-brand. Like.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat, but it was something else on there.
Yeah, it was like, you know.
Yeah, but so with me being the first one in there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take this, bed cot thing by this window. Because there's a loft upstairs with two beds, right?
Kid beds.
Yeah, which honestly, I didn't even go to check them out, but I don't think I would have fit in it. Like, I think it would have been.
Sleep curled up.
Yeah, so I don't think I would have been able to do it. But like the ladder to get up was on a slider.
Yeah. A ladder, not stairs.
Right. No, like, that was a ladder. They told me when I got there, oh, you don't need your inflatable mattress. You can sleep up there. Just don't sleep in the bed. Colin was in, and I was like, dude, if I've got to pee in the middle of the night, I'm dead. Like, I'm just going to fall.
Well, it's like a barn door, but like a slider. So like,
it has the wheels on a pole. Yeah, and
it's a good idea, because then you can get out of the way.
It wasn't a good idea. It was a terrible idea.
Well, like, yeah, they need to move it over, but a good idea for function for most of the time when you're not using it, right? Yeah. But I was like, there's no way. If I got to go to the bathroom in the middle, like, I'm not doing it. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to have to hold it, right?
Well, it was an awkward deal because it was so vertical.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It was awkward getting up and down.
It needs like a little pitch.
Right. And if you wiggled at all, it would slide away.
Yeah.
Like, you'd climb all the way up.
Yeah, I picture, like, you know those, like old-timer libraries where, like, they had the thing you could slide around?
Except they were at an angle. This was straight up. Not.
Yeah. Those were better. Yeah. They had more money. Better funding.
So, that house was actually pretty good. Now, see, you weren't there for this, and I'm just going to throw this out there because those people probably aren't listening. They hit the guys up hard for autographs.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah, so
I heard about that.
It was interesting.
They were like, hey, we just want an autograph for our cabin. Like, can we get like y'all to sign something? And they brought in like 30 fish. Like, it was like 30 little like wooden cutout fish.
Those definitely were on eBay.
Yeah, sign these. And it was like, so we had to like go around the table. Like,
on the last day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like, I think they would have been cool.
I say
like,
we.
Yeah.
Not us, but.
I was just like handing them.
Yeah, we were just passing them.
Yeah. Well, I thought they would have been cool, like, Christmas presents right up for the family, I'm sure. And that's what, like, for us from the northern part of it, we don't care about bass fishing. Like, I don't. Like, this is the most I've ever been around bass fishing my entire life. But, like, down here, like, it's like a religion. Like, these people know all them. Like, Adrian could drive around in his truck at home. Nobody would know. It just looks like a...
What's that green truck?
Like, business. Yeah, yeah. You know, that way. But, like, down here, like, people will actually recognize you, right? Yeah. So, like, I could see that being completely different down here. And that's why all these people kind of fanboy, and they want all this stuff. They think it's cool to be able to have these guys here.
Sure.
Right? But, like, up home, like, they'd be like, all right, just give me your money and leave. Right?
Dang Yankees.
So, up next.
Yankees.
So,
Lake Murray.
Yeah, Lake Murray, South Carolina.
Another interesting one.
That house, it was tough to park because...
another one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all it had trees pine in the front trees yard. Everywhere, and it was just a straight driveway. Turning in was always fun because there was
a ditch.
Could
only turn in from one direction.
Yeah, there was a ditch on both sides, so you could fall off real easy, and it was about the size of a trailer.
And they probably needed like another 2 feet on either side of that to make it comfortable.
And they needed about
Somebody four. Ended up in the ditch once. Yeah.
We did. Oh, that was not us.
Our axle fell off.
Then two people ended up in the ditch.
Yeah, we lost an axle?
No, we were on an axle, though, pulling across one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was our first day.
Sick.
Dang, it wasn't us. Oh, it was you guys.
Oh, it was Jacob?
Yeah.
Oh. Was that Brody?
No, he showed up separate.
No, I know he showed up separate. He showed up late. Like, he showed up a little late. He had some tire trouble.
Yeah, so the setup there was Mark and Jacob were in a bunk room.
Yep.
And Dustin was by himself in a room.
Yep.
And that's not
Dustin's on his own stuff. Nobody just wants to room with him because it's so, like, if you ever saw Dustin's room, it's just clothes everywhere. It's like a bomb
everywhere.
Went off.
Well, but like it made sense, like because
it's like a bomb goes off, like, and honestly, and it spills out into the bathroom.
Yes.
So that whenever he takes a shower, his clothes just stay there all week.
Well, he was in our bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
No, he'd sneak to y'all's bathroom. Y'all had the master, right?
Yeah. Well, because like,
where'd you sleep?
I slept on the floor, so that was my thing. So
in the room next to Adrian and the kids.
Wait, you mean you don't? We don't all get beds to sleep in?
Well, so like, but the problem was like, so
you were in a cot, Colin, in the garage,
which honestly was probably the best spot.
Yeah, it was.
The garage had a mini split. It wasn't insulated, but it had a mini split, and that's where I slept.
Well, honestly, this is going to sound terrible. That's where you deserve to sleep. Like, you needed to be out there because you love the cold.
Yes.
And we don't.
Like, it is so cold down here right now that our lenses fog up
in the morning
an hour and a half after we leave this place.
Right.
Like, we literally.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know where the air conditioning is. But
I don't think there is.
I'm just saying we do it for Colin.
Yeah. The people in the South love air conditioning.
Yes.
Like, all the
time.
You
can just, wear sweatshirts.
No, we don't love air conditioning. We have to have air conditioning. You would die down here if you didn't have air conditioning.
But it's like you don't have to have it, like, on ice. Like, it doesn't have to be Antarctic in here.
Yeah.
It's, like, just enough to bring it down. Like,
well, there is not enough. It honestly, in the summertime, it'll run away from you if you don't. If you don't keep it low, it'll run away from you. You'll come out here and be 78 and it can't catch up. That's facts.
And so where were you at Murray?
I was in the living room.
You and Brody were both in the living room.
Yep.
What? On air mattress. He was in like the...
Where was he?
He was kind of by the fireplace.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was in like the second living room.
Yeah.
The back living room that was connected to the kitchen.
Yes.
And then I was in the front living room right under a window.
Yep.
That they had the extension cords running through?
Yeah, they had the extension cords running through, yep. Because we didn't have enough extension. The house was...
Oh, we forgot that we tripped the power at...
Yeah, we did.
Norman.
It was... did we trip the power, Norman?
Yeah.
That we tripped the power here, too.
Yeah, so the first one was Norman because we had to go into the room.
No. Murray. At Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a common thing, too.
I don't think we tripped the power. I think that we just lost power for the day. Like, the whole block, like, lost power.
Well, that did happen.
Oh, that
did
the
happen.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
That happened, too. How about the water? Anyone want to talk about the water?
Oh,
Murray,
man.
It smelled like a dirty penny.
It smelled like...
It did. That's the best thing I could describe it. It smelled
wet
like a dirty penny.
Metal.
Yep. So when you took a shower, that's what you smelled.
You didn't even get clean.
Yeah.
You stunk worse.
You may have felt clean, but you did not smell clean. Like, so that
was terrible.
That was fun. But yeah, well, we were right on the lake. It was a good spot. Like, visually, like, as long as you didn't look out front,
you'd
see that the boats were literally just wrapped around trees.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That one was
remember,
a tough one.
You remember, so this was, I'm going to take it back to Norman Redcrest when we were at practice. First night, order pizza, pizza. Second night, it's like five slices left.
Yeah.
And like three people ate pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Brett and I'm like, I'm going to town. You want to come?
No. That's not how it happened. I'm going to refresh your memory. I remember how this happened. Because I'm a seasoned vet at this, right? I've seen this play out too many times. So I'm standing there in the kitchen and you're about to make a sandwich. You had the bread out. You were about to make a sandwich. And I looked at you and I said, I'm about to go get something to eat. And you immediately, like, this bread, like, didn't exist anymore. Like, you just sort of slid them to the side. You said, we're leaving.
Real food.
Like, we're going somewhere. And I was like, I'm going somewhere. I'm not doing this. And you were like, I'm in on that. And I was like, I'm going to unhook Dustin's truck. And then BJ's like, wait, where are we going? Like, we can go get some food? Like, I'm down with going to get some food. So we ended up at, I think, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Which was... I mean,
and then once we went, then they all wanted food.
Yeah, they all wanted food. Oh,
that's
start
what,
going
that's
out.
What
yeah, get me this.
That's what I loved about it. I was like, hey, we're leaving. Do you guys want anything? Nah, we're good. Right? They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to do nothing.
10 minutes later.
Yeah, then we make it down the road and our phones are blowing up.
He's like, well, can you get this? Yo, Mark wants a large fry. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I think this made it in one of our deals. So let's talk about Colin's experience. Colin, you're a meat eater, right?
Yes.
You're a hunter. You're a meat eater.
Yep.
And you're Mark's camera guy.
Yep. Complete opposite of what Mark's doing.
Eating honeydews, pomelos, blueberries.
Raspberries.
Raspberries. No water.
Nope.
Just, so you're.
This is the ninth tournament that I've been with Mark.
Yin and yang.
The ninth tournament this year.
Yep.
I have not seen him take a sip of water.
Yep.
All year.
Yin and yang.
I don't know how his kidneys are functioning.
Well, we looked it up.
So hang
that
on.
Melon actually no. has like 3 bottles of water or something like that.
Yeah, no, that, we did.
Yeah,
but I just wanted I wanted to share this story because y'all weren't here for this, right? This happened. This was so funny, and it made it in somebody's vlog, but it was from Cayuga last year. What didn't make it in the vlog is that we were at a casino. We were at a casino most of the night. That shouldn't shock you, BJ.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And we were with the ringleader in his truck. The ringleader, by the way, of casinos is...
none other than...
Double A. Yeah, Adrian Avena. And we all looked to him for our blackjack hands and plays and what we should do. Anyway, So we stayed out there pretty late. We got Mark. We drug Mark with us. So we're all packed in. It was me, Jacob... Adrian and Jacob in the front, DC was next to me, I was in the middle, and then Mark was passenger side back seat. Well, we're hungry after we leave the casino, because the casino didn't have any food. Like, we shut them down, though. It was late. We drove through a Love's gas station, like it was a Wendy's in the Love's, and we're all ordering food, and we forgot about Mark, like he doesn't eat meat. So Adrian just asked the lady, like, in the drive-thru, y'all got any vegetables or anything? And she's like, excuse me? He was like, yeah, you know, the stuff you put on hamburgers, like, yeah, lettuce and, like, tomato, just put that in a box for us. And we're all dying. Like, he's like, I just need, like, they charge us, like, $3 or $4. You know what that stuff looks like when it's been on a burger for a while? Like, it's just very, like, mushy.
Yeah.
It was that, but without the burger. Like, we got back to the house, and Mark looked at it, and he was like, yeah, no, I'm out. Like, I can't do this. But it was the way the whole situation happened. And I swear I've got it on camera. I've got it. It was in our vlog of him going, y'all got any vegetables? Like, I just need some vegetables. Like, you know, like the lettuce and tomato, y'all put some mayo on it too. Like, Mark, you like mayo? No, it's got eggs. All right. No, leave the mayo off. I want a burger, but with no burger, no buns, just the lettuce and tomato. Like, just give me that. Pickles just too. Throw some pickles in there. Yeah. Man. That was a good story. But anyway, so. Where are we at now? That was
Murray and then Caney. All right, let me see here.
Caney was an interesting spot. You didn't make it to Caney.
Thankfully.
Yep.
Yeah.
You had to stay home, do a little bit of work.
Yeah, it was nice. I was kind of stressing when I thought we had to go, and then when I found out we didn't. Like,
yeah, dang. So we're almost caught up, and we're almost at the hour point, so we're doing good. So we go to Caney. It's actually, the house is a guest house. It's connected to the
another mother-in-law suite.
Yep. So it's like Florida. Like, that's what it was. Like,
yeah, but it was like connected by like a carport.
Oh, like actually connected to the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, physically connected to the house. And it really, if you really broke it down, it only had like 2 rooms.
It had 1 bedroom. And where we were at was like...
But not really. Like, wait, where did they... If you removed like the TV cabinet, it was 1 room. The TV cabinet split.
We weren't even in a bedroom either.
No, we were in some just long room that had a bunk bed.
It was like a house with no bedrooms.
Yeah,
but like, did they all have beds though?
So we did all have beds.
So the house is like a rectangle with a wall like down the middle.
You got to think of it like a U. Like it's built like a U. It is. It's like a U. So
we were in one wing.
Yeah, you walk in one side of the U, and it's like. The far side, let's go with the far side of the U, right? We're going to circle back. Far side of the U, you walk in, you're in sort of like a living area with like a couch and a chair and a TV and a cabinet that sort of juts into the middle of a room, right? Then you've got to your right is the kitchen and like breakfast area.
I can't believe there's a kitchen in there.
It's a little kitchen. You walk straight past that TV, right? You just keep walking straight. And now you're in a bedroom with a king size bed. But there's no like
no wall.
Like it's just the cabinet of the TV.
The TV was on an entertainment center.
Yep.
And the TV swiveled. So if you wanted to watch it in the bed,
that makes it so much better.
You swiveled the living room TV.
No. Yeah. That's awesome. Honestly. So
the living room TV and your bedroom TV were the same TV on a swivel.
Can I say that's the most redneck thing I've ever heard?
Well, we were in Collin country. We were in Louisiana.
I don't know if that had anything to do with.
But so they made like a divided wall. No.
It was just being efficient.
No, this whole thing. So they made one big room and turned it into multiple by putting a cabinet.
Well, hang
down
on
the middle of it.
So now you're in the bedroom, right? Mark was staying in there. He was in the king size bed.
Yeah.
You get all the way to the very back wall of that bedroom, and you take a right, and now you're in the bathroom.
Right? Normal bathroom.
It's got a kitchen, or not a kitchen, a sink. then, you know, your toilet and shower on the other side. It's got its own little door. So you walk through the bathroom, in one door of the bathroom, the left door, out the right door, like just walk straight through. Now you're in the other room.
Oh, so there was another room.
Yeah.
But it was just a long room. It was equal size
of the two rooms I just described on the opposite side, on the other side of the bathroom.
Okay.
So going the opposite way, you've got a bunk bed, which I think, Colin, you stayed on the bottom bunk. I was on the top bunk. Dustin was directly across from the bunk bed in like a full-size bed. Then there was a couch. And then there was Jacob in the other full-size bed at the very end of the room. And you're probably thinking, well, what was on Colin and Brett's side of the bedroom? Well, it was like an old computer, like on a computer desk, and then like a bunch of filing cabinets. Like, that was just thrown in there.
Sneaky little room.
Yeah.
I think you think it's better than it was.
Honestly, it wasn't great.
When you first told me the story.
When you leave the bathroom, you step down onto concrete that went like the concrete, and you didn't even talk about the garage.
Yeah, there was a garage on the backside. Like, it was connected to a garage. So in that second bedroom with all the beds in it, if you walked through this door, you were all of a sudden in the garage.
Yes. So it was like a big garage.
And the garage was bigger than the living quarters.
Yeah.
It was.
Yep.
Interesting. Now, like, when you first told me it, I envisioned that whole U thing going on, and everybody was packed into that.
No. It was separated, sort of separated. Like, Mark had his own area, and then the rest of us were just in the other area.
We got some watermelon coming.
Do we?
Yeah. We got our first guest.
Oh, y'all ain't filming.
No.
This is just an audio podcast.
MDJ just walked in.
Hello. This is dope.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, what it's actually like to live with you guys. How everybody
always says, like, y'all must eat at the nicest restaurant.
Oh, no, we eating fruit and watermelons and eating almonds right now.
Well, we're also talking about, like, remember Super Bowl night in Kissimmee? We ate
potato chips. We did a bunch of, we destroy snacks in this house, bro.
100%.
That was dinner, like just potato chips.
I know, that's oftentimes.
I told him it's like, it's either that or we go out to a nice restaurant and eat.
There's no in between.
All right, boys.
Yeah.
Y'all go.
All right. So that was
Caney.
That was Caney. It wasn't a bad spot. They did feed us like all the time. They were feeding us.
Yes, they did.
The whole community kept feeding us.
That's that Southern hospitality.
And I got crawfish, so I was super
couple
happy.
Times.
That's probably the only thing that we missed out on that would have been cool.
Crawfish was
Oh my gosh.
My dad cooked some food. I brought some food.
Yeah, his dad brought this, like, what was it?
Shrimp stew.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. How far away were you guys from
3-hour drive for me.
Holy, your dad drove 3 hours?
No. He made it and I brought it.
Oh.
And we reheated it.
Man, even, I thought it was even like he made, came.
It was like shrimpless stew for Mark. Like, made like a...
So he made shrimp stew for us, and then he made, like, vegetable stew for... It's like potatoes and carrots and onions and mushrooms.
That was good. Very considerate.
It was really good. Like, it was like the perfect meal, like, when after you've had like a long day. Because it was just there at the house. You just warmed it up.
Yeah.
And we destroyed it.
Dang.
It was good.
And now we're here.
Now we're at Gunnersville. Stage four, but like stop six.
This is the nicest house setup.
Yeah.
Except there's no Wi-Fi. And, you know, we don't need Wi-Fi for our jobs or anything. You know? It doesn't make it difficult.
We have to drive at least 20 minutes to have upload, and we upload from phones or go to a Starbucks. Colin spent all day. He spent like 6 hours
uploaded
in Starbucks.
Three videos.
Wait, was that your first Starbucks experience?
Probably. I'm not a coffee drinker, so
yeah,
I don't have it.
What do you drink? Do you drink anything?
I'm going to be honest.
No caffeine.
Straight up.
Nothing.
If he was on caffeine, I couldn't handle it.
No caffeine.
That's facts.
Wow.
No caffeine.
Think about that.
These kids. I mean, that's like having like 2 or 3 Red Bulls a day by then, at least.
No coffee, no energy drinks, no soft drinks.
See, I was...
No
I'm,
soda.
I'm going to throw it no back.
Soda. I haven't drank soda in 5 years.
But you drink beer.
Yeah.
Have you ever even heard
Never
of...
Never had a rum and Coke?
See, Red Bull...
No, I have, but in the past 5 years, I haven't.
Oh, so you just... It was a recent thing.
Cut out soft drinks and energy drinks.
Yeah. Huh.
Beer, water, Gatorade, sweet tea.
Here, I'm going to hit on his age again. So Red Bull is always like the top dog of energy drinks, right? Yeah. Monsters also come on. Do you remember Amp energy drink?
Yeah.
I remember Amp.
Okay. That's what I
never drank one, but I know.
How old were you when you saw that? Like 7?
That was like the blue and orange.
I lived off that. Yeah, it was kind of green.
The blue and orange. Yeah.
No, it was green. That, you're thinking of NOS.
Yeah.
That's oh, not I am. NOS. Maybe I don't know what Amp is.
Yeah, you don't know what Amp is.
I feel like it kind of looks like Amp a monster. Energy drink. Like I feel like they were trying to play off a monster.
They were. It was, yeah. it was like a green, gray, black.
Monster's the goat. I mean.
Yeah, it is. But that's what I lived off of in college. Amp. Amp energy drinks.
So this house,
you don't even do.
The setup is nice.
See, Colin's trying to shift. Like he's like, y'all are losing track. No, the setup is nice. So it's got
way too many bugs.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Plenty of space for parking.
Two-story house. Yeah. One story in a basement.
Yep.
Yeah. But the basement opens up into the backyard, which walks to the water. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yep.
Upstairs, the four anglers are upstairs. They all have their own room. And then
we actually have our own beds.
Yes. No cot.
They're comfortable. I got to be careful how I say this. They're comfortable beds.
BJ, why don't you tell us what happened when you walked into your bedroom? You thought you had a nice setup.
So like, I was like, dang.
You got your own bed.
Like, king bed.
So this is the first time I got my own bed, and it's the biggest bed I've slept on tour the entire year.
King bed.
Right.
Me and Colin are sharing a room. Like, we're bottom bunks. There's two bunk beds in there. We're bottom bunks. And we're in the same room.
Yeah. Good setup. We're not crammed in there. And then Steven is in this other
room. Steven's filming for Jacob this week from Realtree. So he's filming Jacob this week, and he's got his own bed, but it's like in the middle of the living room. Like, we're literally sitting right next to it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Tell us about your bed, though.
But, like, I was like, I go in and I investigate. Like, I was like, all right, it looks pretty good. But then, like, I started looking on the floor, and I don't even know what these things are, but they're like centipede, millipede looking things. They're
millipedes,
literally all over the floor.
Everywhere.
Like, I kill them, and I feel like I just made two more, right? Like, every time. So, like, now, like, I'm walking around, like, I got my shoes on all the time. I was like, all right, first off, I was like, I'm from the beach. We don't deal with bugs. It's just not my thing. But, like, after this experience, like, I feel like I'm getting more used to it, right? But, like, that first night, like, I go to bed, and I, like, pull, like, at the sheets on the top, and, like, I see, like, little, like, mice pellets all over the top of it. And, like, I'm like, that's like, poop. This is awesome,
that's
right?
Poop.
And then
that's scat. You got mouse scat in your bed.
So, like, all right, so I already pulled that off, and then I pulled, like, the sheets back, and there's just, like, dirt, like, throughout it, right? Like, you know, like, I don't even know where it's from. Like, I thought it was from a mouse, but maybe it's bugs going through there. So I literally slept that whole night in socks, sweatpants, and a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had, even to like now, I'll lay down there, I feel like I got something crawling on me.
See? Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's in there. Like, I feel like I got something there. And didn't help out that I woke up one morning and there's a millipede thingy on the other side of the bed. So then after
on the
that,
bed?
Yeah, like on the bed on the sheet. Oh, yeah. Nah. So then that's where, like, the next day I was
he
like,
he just wanted to cuddle.
He apparently did. And I was like, where did you come? Would you like airdrop in? Like,
Time out. Have y'all seen the spider above the shower?
Yes.
Okay, is it a spider? Or is it daddy long legs?
Yeah, daddy long legs.
Okay.
He killed something the other day.
He didn't look like a traditional granddaddy long leg to me. Like that. Like they have like a bigger center body, like almost like a button shape. He's not that.
Yes.
But he's big.
He tried to kill a bug up there, and I think it fell, and it was laying there next to my soap. For like an entire day, and all you guys took showers.
That's your soap in
and
there?
Let it go. Yeah, that's
just randomly laying.
No, I got the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, the two things.
That's your soap. That's
a. Well, it's. I mean, it was. I took it out of the box. It's new.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever we got here, it was in the box, and I took it out.
Okay.
But there's like a.
I was sitting there. I was looking. I was like, who? This there's just soap in here. Like I just thought that just came with the house.
No, it was new. Like
I
in
thought
the box.
I thought the precedent had been set when we got here because so. Go continue. Now let's hear your side of the story when you walked in.
So it was late that night.
So hang on. We get a bed, right?
Yes.
We get beds this week. BJ's has mouse poop in it.
Yes.
How about yours?
This wasn't the cleanest. And so
he had a smell to him.
He did. He was musty. So immediately the next day I woke up. Washed my sheets, so I'm good now.
Well, I took that cue from him. I'm like, oh, dude,
you washed yours too, huh?
Yeah, right after, but
yeah,
like,
immediately.
But so, I had left it there, and I thought they were dry, and then I go to put them on the bed, and it's soaked still because I put like all like everything that was on that bed on there, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I mean, shoot. Like, I got
I'll bleep that out.
I was like, I gotta wait like another 30 minutes. And then I was like, that is like probably my biggest pet peeve is like washing your sheets and then forgetting about them. Then having to put them right before you gotta go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a pet peeve. That's just like,
well, it's an annoyance. Like Sam did that one time where like we cleaned the sheets and then I went to go in and I'm like, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
No, no, but,
so that's so normal. Like we do that at my house all the time, like every week.
Yeah. I'm not fan. Like I will sleep with them dirty for months to not do that.
Well, I showed up late, like as per usual lately. Like I've had a lot of tournaments where I just show up late to do the second day of practice. I want to be at home with my wife because it was Mother's Day, right? And the first thing I get is, dude, you have a bed, but it stinks. So like, I don't know how you want to handle that, but just letting you know. And I was like, great. I guess. So I walk in. So what I've done is I've taken like a cover, like a throw blanket, right? Laid it over
everything.
The bed.
Oh, I thought like you had sheets.
I do. I like, but hang on. I've got twin sheets and that's like a full size bed.
Oh.
So I laid it over. I laid that cover over. And then I lay on top of that throw blanket. Then I've got a sheet, like a twin sheet, non-fitted. And then my comforter. So I'm just using my stuff for my air mattress. I'm just using it on that. So I'm straight.
On a bear.
On my own pillow. So I'm good.
Yep.
But the bed is comfortable.
Yeah, that first night after I washed them, I felt like I slept a lot better.
You know? I will say this. I wish I had a little more height clearance.
Did you hit your head yet?
No, but it's a challenge getting in there. Like, you've got to almost jump and go completely. Like, have you ever seen that Japanese game, like fit the wall, like where there's a wall coming at you? You got to jump and you got to go completely plank, like to slide in your bed. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
And then they've got this awkward, like a ladder. That is attached to the bed, like you can't move.
That should slide.
Yeah, but,
or they have hooks so you take it off.
And
like,
normally the ladder should slide.
Normally the ladder is on the end. It's not. It's like on the middle.
It's
like
right
the
where
side.
Your head should be. So no. you're climbing into like a NASCAR driver would climb into their car. 100%. And then when you get in there, you look up and you've got like maybe a foot of clearance from your nose to the top. So like if you have a bad dream and you just sit straight up. You're not having dreams.
Dude, especially
you're out,
like right now with my allergies. First off, this place is a must. I feel like this place is trying to kill me.
I'm locking up right now.
Yeah. But like that's where like last night I had like three pillows. I was like vertical. I wouldn't be able to sleep in there. Right. I was like, head would be on the top.
Yeah, you couldn't. What life's like on tour. Like, and we, I don't know what we've been having for lunch. Like, what have like me?
So
and you
took Kara has cooked this week some for us.
Yep. So we've had that. Like, it's been an all right week because we brought one of the wives.
Yeah. We went to the one shop down the street.
Yeah. Like, me and you went and ate lunch one time while you were at Starbucks for 6 hours uploading videos.
We had Zaxby's.
Yeah. But so that was just us. Like we've been managing a lot
of because we got cars.
We have cars because I drove late and Colin drove over.
Yeah. Today was the first day of leftovers.
This tournament actually has been pretty solid for us.
Yeah. Other than the Wi-Fi, you know, like which there's a workaround to it.
We went Mexican last night.
Yeah. We went Mexican.
Like a legit Mexican.
It was legit. Yeah. We went. I see why you're laughing now. Yeah. No, we went legit Mexican. I couldn't read the menu. I had no clue what that menu said.
He was a good guy. Whatever the place was called, get a shout out, go there.
Yeah, that as soon as you cross the bridge in Scottsboro, like from south, like from the lake.
It's probably
like
the east. Only one.
Yeah, you cross over that bridge over the lake and you're right there. It's like a little Mexican spot.
You hear this, give us some free nachos next time. Thanks.
Well, maybe. Like I ordered.
You gotta tag this guy.
Listen, he was like Colin was in heaven because he started throwing out all these like foodie things like, oh, we got a fried avocado, but what we do is we gut the avocado.
Yeah, he's
we
really
stuff
good.
It with meat and then we fry it. Like it's to me, it was. I was
see,
like, dude,
the problem
I just want a beef
five,
burrito.
It was 5 out of 10.
But I was just like, where's just a beef burrito? Like, I just want a beef burrito, queso on top, rice and beans. Where's that? Like everywhere I've ever gone, it's like combination K. Give me combination K. Where's that?
Earlier,
and they didn't have it.
They're
like, oh no. But we do. We'll take a pineapple. We're going to cut it in half. We're going to stuff it full of stuff.
No, but you know, me being the foodie, like when you go to legit Mexican places, you see things like that.
No, I understand.
Different like than your traditional.
and I'm cool, but where's my combination K? Like, where's the beef burrito?
He's like, I want the white people one.
No, I didn't. So let me tell you what was in my burrito. I showed BJ this today because last night I was eating and I was like, this is some not right.
Weird beef.
I ordered a beef burrito. Beef. Just shove the beef in a flour tortilla, throw some queso on top, right? I was fine when I started cutting into it. I was like, okay, they got some stuff in here. They got like lettuce and tomato. That's cool. Like, whatever.
Because that's what goes in a burrito.
Sure.
Did you say beef only?
No, I just said beef burrito.
That's your problem.
No. That's not what I got the problem with. And I was like, now we're flirting with the burrito supreme. Like, you throw some sour cream in there. Like, now it's burrito supreme. Didn't have that. It was half chicken. There was chicken. Like, if you cut even, like, you just scalped the burrito, it had beef on top, like lettuce and tomato, and then chicken, like shredded chicken. I didn't realize I ordered a beef chicken burrito. I ordered and I was like, maybe this is just the way it is in Mexico. Like, everything has chicken in it.
Mexico.
It's polo. Isn't that what they call it?
Pollo.
Pollo. Yeah. But I wanted a beef burrito with rice and beans, just keeping it simple. And I got a chicken beef burrito.
You should have said meat only.
I didn't care. Jacob paid. I didn't care. Jacob bought the whole meal. That was good.
Meat only.
Whatever. I mean, it was good.
It's a win.
It was just, I was
the food,
just
very, yeah, the
no, but
good.
See, but it's always like when you bite in something expecting it to be something and then it's something different, you're like, crap.
Yeah. Like, I wanted mentally. The Americanized Mexican experience. Yeah. And I got
want this authentic
full
stuff.
Mexico.
Yeah. I want this authentic stuff.
I got full Mexican experience. Anyway, that's what it's like on the road.
It's y'all, a little insight, you know.
Y'all always wonder, like, hey, you got the dream job, and it's like, sure, we're sleeping on air mattresses and like scrounging for food.
No, it's definitely cool.
It's very cool.
Has its ups and downs.
It's very, you know, look, but we get
a lot of laughs.
We laugh a lot.
Well, like you said,
we played flip pong
here.
We played flip pong yesterday.
No, we watched.
Well, yeah.
Could you imagine if we
the house
that?
Played?
We were
like,
a part
dude,
of it.
If we did that, we'd have to do that bowling one that Adrian Tron did. Like, I could fling it.
I think it would be hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
All he's wanting to do is take a big weight and knock everything down.
Well, because I could do that. I could airdrop it and just go boom.
Like, we've played this three times and they still argue about the rules.
Yeah.
The rules have changed every time.
Yeah, every time.
We need to actually have a board. You need to get a board and like rule, like, this is what it is.
I've done enough of this flip phone thing. Listen, if y'all can't get it by now, I'm done.
Yeah.
So anyway, that like a lot of laughs. We have a lot of laughs. It really is a good gig. It's a fun gig. It's like a once in a lifetime gig. Like, we do appreciate what we have.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Like,
and
people don't realize.
Work, we gotta go pick them up.
Yeah, we do. We gotta go pick the guys up, and then we gotta edit, or they won't let us do this podcast anymore. So we're gonna get out of here.
we gotta roll.
Time. Yeah, it's time.
Yep.
We went a little over. Y'all got a full hour and 4 minutes out of us. Some of which I gotta chop out. I know I gotta chop out the first part.
I probably said something. No.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know.
This is unfiltered.
We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll be back soon, eventually, with the next one. I don't know when.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, the one listening, tell
Brett, go tell your friends to listen.
Yeah. Same back at you. Hey, BJ, get your mom.
Yeah, mom, dad, when I show you how to listen to this, thank you for listening.
Hang on, how do you pronounce your last name?
Mastrangelo.
One more time.
Mastrangelo?
Mastrangelo.
Yeah, that was good. Mastrangelo. It's Mastrangelo. Master of the Angels.
You're welcome. Need you to go philosophical, but that's cool. Mastrangelo.
Well, yeah.
Okay, Mama Mastrangelo, go tell your friends that they should tune into this podcast because your son's on it. And that's really the only reason.
Now we just opened a can of worms. We do not want to go down. Hey, how do you do this? Wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. What are you getting, Cole?
Pick us up if you're on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review, and we're out.